welcome to this edition of Centenary Management Radio. I'm Barbara Luthwaite, along with my co-host, WNTI Director John Delray. For the next 10 minutes, join us as we discuss students' challenges in adjusting to college with the members of Centenary University's Wellness Class. We are joining you today via remote learning for this episode.
And as my co-host Barbara mentioned, we are joined by the LAS 1305 Wellness Class, one of the wellness classes being offered this fall semester at Centenary University.
Okay, so it's time to begin. So I'm going to call on our various students to tell us about the challenges that they've had in adjusting to college. And now that we're up to mid-semester, and I've been reading the students' journals, it sounds like everybody's doing a fairly good job of adjusting. So Ivan, tell us about the biggest challenge that you've had.
One of my biggest challenges was managing my time because I have so much free time. But over the days and weeks, I've been able to manage my time, so it hasn't been that bad.
That's good, Ivan. You're doing a good job. So, Anna, how about you?
My biggest challenge was staying organized. So you have a lot of less, like, schedule, I'd say, than, like, high school. So you need to find a way to organize your classes and your work.
Thank you. Seems like you've done a good job with that, Anna. So how about you, Sebastian?
My biggest thing is doing your work on time. You have a lot of time to do your work, but then you get more work on top of that, and then it becomes overwhelming. And because you have so much time in college, it adds up.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that with us. Aida, how about you?
I would say using your resources like the library and other places.
So, Aida, you talked about the library. We'd also include the tutoring center, right, and the academic success center and maybe the writing collaboratory. I think it's great that you brought up the idea of the resources. Thank you. Catherine?
I would say getting involved in joining clubs.
Okay. Have you managed to get involved in anything in particular?
It's been hard, but I'm trying.
Okay. Yes. The whole COVID situation has made the adjustment to college even more challenging than it would usually be. So, Sanjay, how about you?
My biggest challenge so far has been finding time in my schedule for recreation, because I found that doing things that genuinely bring you joy impacts the way that you view your college experience as a whole.
Yes. I've told Sanjay I love that he uses that word joy. It makes me think about it. So thank you. How about you, Zach?
So my biggest challenge was just trying not to stress over how much work I had to do in sports. It helps just creating a schedule and planning out your day the day before so you know what you're doing.
Yeah, something that can make things very stressful. So thanks for sharing with that. Sarah, how about you?
I would say making friends would probably be the one thing that I had to adjust to. So I actually play lacrosse, so I actually made it better because I made a lot of friends on the team. So I would say joining a sport would probably be the best bet, or just walking around campus and saying hey to people.
Okay. So I think the sports are interesting because when you play a sport, you have this kind of immediate sisterhood, brotherhood, whatever you want to call it. It's a circle of friends. So that can make the whole thing more fun, right? Even though we're not playing, there's practicing going on. So Jacqueline, how about you?
I would say that college is a really big change in someone's life. So it's important to give yourself time to adjust.
Okay. So we're now in we're ending week 9, right? So do you think you've adjusted yet?
Yeah, I think I did.
Good to know that. So we have two students with us online today as well. So William, do you want to tell us about your challenge in the online environment?
Well, sure. Having to transition to online was very stressful to me, and it's also part of I had to manage my stress. It was not easy to manage it at first, but yeah, over time I speak with my therapist and counselors about it, and yeah, they said that maybe if I do some guided meditation or yoga each week, then I would feel less stressed. And so I've done guided meditation basically every week. And yeah, it helps me feel more relaxed. And yeah, and over time I've gotten used to the online environment. And I've like done well in my classes online as I done them in person. So it worked out perfectly.
I'm glad to hear that. And you've been around in every class and you've really hung in there. So I'm glad you feel like you've mastered it, because we all have had the challenge of online going on right now, correct? Quincy, we want to hear from you.
Oh, sure. I guess my biggest thing is the amount of time I have. Like, I've never had this much time before, like, as far as, like I have, like, you know, I've about, like, a 2 hour, like, and our class, like, our, my class is, like, 2 hours or, like, 1 hour or, like, maybe 4 hours long. And I've, throughout the day, I've have so much time to, like, I just lose track pretty much. That's my biggest deal. I lose track. And then, like, oversleeping, then waking up, and then, you know, oversleeping. And it's just hard to manage my sleep habits currently.
Sure. Well, as you can tell, there's challenges with the adjustment to college. So one of the reasons that we have this wellness class is to help with that adjustment. And so we're lucky in wellness class because we have something called a Phil, a first year leader. And Sean is our Phil. He's here with us today. And he's done things like the Starbucks conversations with individual students. And I know many took advantage of that. So you were talking about your stress, Will, and I think that many of the students shared that kind of information and feel the same kind of situation. So in the next few weeks, we have meditation coming up. We're also going to be meeting with a personal trainer who's going to take us through some stretching exercises. We've done things with regard to spirituality with our campus chaplain. We've done things with regard to emotional intelligence. We're trying to be well-rounded here in our approach to wellness. And the students are now going to be starting on a wellness plan, their own personal wellness plan for their years in college. They're just about finished now with a book called On Course, where they journal with regard to their adjustments to college. And so it's been fun for me reading their journals, because even though they can be very quiet in the classroom, I've gotten to know them much better through reading their journals. So that has been my privilege. So anybody else want to say anything with regard to challenges to college? Do you think that this class, that the wellness class helped with the adjustment? Anybody want to say a word about that?
Yeah, I gotta say, I actually think this class is very helpful for all freshmen in college, even me and my classmates.
Okay, well, I'm glad that, Will, because this is part of a new curriculum and it's the first time that we're teaching it. So I want to get feedback from the students. Okay, it looks like we're out of time for this episode. I'd like to thank my co-host, John Del Rey, and members of the wellness class and our Phil Sean. Tune in next time for another exciting episode of Centenary Management Radio. This has been a production of WNTI, The Sound of Centenary. Have a great day, everyone.